Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Taryn watches live feeds all day long. Brent's always there to say when he's wrong. They've got the feud that just won't quit. And Melissa's the one who has to deal with their sh**. They're the LSD. They don't do it for free. While you're living your life, they're watching TV. They're the LSD. They do it for you. Watching, and soon you'll be watching them too.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Roundtable Podcast for Big Brother 21. This is the podcast where we break down everything from the feeds. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Brent. How are you doing, Brent?
I'm doing great. I don't see anyone in the chat room, at least no one's that's talking to me, so I'm wondering where everyone is. Maybe they don't know we're here, Taryn.
Yeah, the website is a little bit messed up. And
There we go. I
it
see
also,
them.
Yeah.
Yes.
It also says this is Jackson's game review, which is fine. It's not. It's the round table.
Okay, I'll tweet it out. Go ahead.
But we are here to recap the week on the feeds and discuss everything that's been happening. We are live on YouTube. You can join us in the chat. Just a handy tip to everyone. If the website is messing up, then you can go to robiswebsite.com/watch RHAP live. And that you can watch RHAP live. It'll be live there all the time. Every time.
Every time.
Yeah. All right. So we are here. Matt Hoffman thumbnail, Jackson's game review title. Seems legit. That's what we're working with here. The technology is breaking down on us as the season ends, I guess. Yeah, we've been having some website issues. I think that there were some podcast feed issues too, where a bunch of podcasts downloaded. Rob tweeted something out about it. This is not my area. I just turn it on and off, guys.
I just talk.
Yeah. So we are here to, this is our final roundtable of the season, during the season. I still don't know an elegant way of saying that. We're going to do another roundtable afterward to recap, to wrap up. But this is the final one that takes place during the season that's going to follow the regular format. So final one during the season, I guess.
Yep. Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Melissa, as she mentioned last week, is not joining us today. She is away. She got away before the tragedy could strike.
It's the truth. I mean, why didn't we all go with Melissa at this point?
Yeah. So we are here. We're going to update you on what's been happening on the feeds since the last time we spoke. It seems as though a lot of people are very upset with what's happening, which is very understandable, because the last time we spoke, Cliff was going to make his jury vote pitch that he was not going to vote for Jackson in the jury if he evicted him and broke his word. He did tell us privately that this was just a bluff and that he would consider voting for Jackson in the final two. But just consider, he still seems pretty upset about it. So it's not a guarantee by any means. The jury vote pitch did not work. Jackson did send Cliff home, and we got to our final three, Nicole, Jackson, and Holly. Could we have ever expected this final three, Brent?
Unfortunately, it was a possibility. And, you know, I saw some people tweeting out Evil Dick, Scotty, others who said that podcasters who said that getting rid of Tommy was the best way to go should really turn in their badge. I was one of those people, and I'm not turning in my badge for whatever it's worth. I really felt like looking at the past of the history of Big Brother in terms of what was coming up and what was on the horizon, that this was the best way to go. I could never have predicted or maybe didn't want to believe that some of the prevalence of physical competitions that reared its head during Big Brother 20 really started to pick up steam in Big Brother 21 to the point where I am really concerned about the changes in the game.
Yeah. Personally, I think that anyone who thinks that it was an obvious, the worst move ever thing to keep Tommy in the, or to get rid of Tommy, they should turn in their badge because, they are only thinking, surface level here, results oriented, and, they are not looking at the full picture.
Which we do.
Yeah. That's my opinion on that.
I mean, just to go over that really quickly, I mean, as I've said previously, and I don't want to beat a dead horse, but, you know, it's easy to say, well, they don't have a chance to make the final two chairs. Again, the point is to win. It's not to make the final two chairs. And I hear some people out there saying, well, you know, if you got to make the final two before you can win. And that's certainly true. But I swear to God, if Tommy was in the final two, looking at this jury, he had it locked, honey. He had it locked. There's no way they're not going to vote for Tommy if he gets to the end, which means you're going to have to beat him. And there's no guarantee that Cliff doesn't get evicted and Tommy doesn't go with Jackson to the final two in the first place. I mean, there's a variety of different ways this could have gone. We could be right in the situation we are now, except with Tommy and Jackson in the final two rather than some variation of Nicole in the final two. And as I said previously on Twitter, and as I said last week on the LFC roundtable, I don't feel like that we are out of the woods yet. I feel like that we have 2 days to go until finale. And I do feel like there is a chance that Nicole could get to the final two, could win the game. I don't mean to get everybody's hopes up, but it's what I do. And I have been right before. I've also been wrong before, but we'll see.
Yeah, well, not to beat this dead horse too much, but just the final note on this, taking this at surface level, taking this at just what probably would have happened given what we saw. Like, Jackson told us in the diary room that he would evict Cliff if Cliff evicted Holly. I know Jackson to be a fairly vindictive person. He operates via, you know, who has wronged me, who has made me the victim. He took out people that weren't necessarily in his best interest throughout the game because he felt like that was the right personal move for him. I do believe him when he says he would have evicted Cliff. I do believe he would have still won the final four of Vito. I do believe that he then would have evicted Cliff. Then it would have been a final three of Tommy and Jackson with Nicole. And that's an even worse final three, I think, than Holly and Jackson, because at least with Holly and Jackson, Nicole had a chance to beat Holly and could have taken Holly to the end and potentially won. And so if that had happened, if that base level of Jackson said this, Jackson did win the final four veto, results oriented thinking happens, that's the first scenario you look at when you think about what happens if Tommy stays. To go beyond that, you have to start making guesswork. And the second you start doing guesswork, you're already not at this is a crazy obvious decision. You've already lost that. So that's how I feel about it.
Yeah, and I don't mind looking back and say, oh, well, you know, obviously I got that one wrong based on the results. But that's being results oriented. In the real time, I supported the decision. And as I said on Twitter, you guys, I don't mean to state the obvious, but Nicole had a chance to get herself to the final two and possibly win $500,000 by beating a 31-year-old buzzard. That's all she had to do. Who's never watched Big Brother in her life, or maybe very little. That's all she had to do. Okay. She lost to her by 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Them's the breaks.
And to be clear about this, this is not me like defending my analysis from previous before the decision.
Me neither.
Because I said, I don't know. I said it could go either way. My previous analysis was not, it's definitely best for them to evict Tommy. My analysis was it could go either way. It's slightly better for Cliff, maybe slightly better for Nicole the other way. But I did not take a stand. This is not me like being like, I can't admit that I was wrong when I took that stand. I didn't take a stand. What I'm saying is that, I don't think it, you know, was one way or another here.
Right. I took a stand, but I admitted that it was close, and, I was resigned to the fact that I might be wrong no matter which way it went.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the decision was made. Cliff was evicted and they headed into the final three. Nicole is going to end up losing part one to Jackson. This was a very different part one of the final three HOH than we normally see. This was like a Survivor challenge, but reversed, where the puzzle was first and then a bunch of very basic level sort of obstacle coursey things were there that, you know, anybody could really get through. But how quickly you got through them really depended on what your physical level of fitness was, or level of physical fitness was, and you had to do it 25 times.
I mean, honey, the minute they introduced this, I knew who was winning. I mean, I knew who won one. I knew who won based on the spoilers, but I didn't need the spoilers. All I had to do was look at this. Like, come on. This is crazy. This is like when Godfrey competed against Ashley and Sarah on Big Brother Canada.
That's what it reminded me of.
Running back and forth, and like whoever's the most physically fit of the three of them, like whoever's the most muscle is gonna win this. Like, what are you doing, Big Brother?
The feats came back, and Jackson and Holly were talking about how they were neck and neck and they were really close, and I was kind of curious about that. Then the second I saw this, I was like, how in the hell did Holly get even close on this? I don't believe that. And it wasn't even that close. Like, she was four or five medallions away, which is like a good 25% behind. That's not close, Holly.
Yeah. But number one, this competition looked fantastic. On the other hand, it looked like Big Brother Canada. Real tea. It looked like a total ripoff of Big Brother Canada. Also, I just want to point this out, that Doom in the chat says that based on previous competitions, he also thought that Nicole was a lock to win one of the final HOH competitions. And it's not often that Doom and I agree on anything. So I feel like I'm in good company and feeling like, you know, Nicole really had a shot. Well, my worst worry was that it was going to be endurance and then something physical, and then Hollywood win part one and Jackson won part two. The way things work out, Nicole really had a shot. Again, all she had to do is beat Holly. Again, I don't know what part two exactly was and how much was physical and how much was knowledge. I'm guessing it was more physical than not. But then again, Nicole beat Holly by what, 20 minutes in the BB Comics competition, running back and forth and spotting the differences. So I don't know what the hell happened here. Nicole lost the competition and here's where we're at. So there you go.
Yeah. So Jackson wins that part one, and then we get to part two. It appears that it was fairly typical, a wall climbing thing that they talked about, climbing the wall. Nicole was very scared climbing the wall. I'm guessing that that's where it came in. People were speculating that maybe she had a panic attack, maybe passed out at some point. Don't think so. It seems like maybe Nicole was joking about that or something along those lines. But I do think that at the very least, she was really nervous up there and it probably was like kind of tentative as she climbed. Whereas Holly is, I believe, an experienced climber.
Thanks, Big Brother. Appreciate that.
And has like maybe almost a foot on Nicole in terms of height, it looked like, in when we did the comparison last night or the other night. And so she said she was flying up and down that wall.
She's flying up and down that wall. Yeah. Loved it. Fuck off, Big Brother.
Well, I mean, at least like this one is the normal competition at the very least, but
whatever. I don't care. I still feel like it. You tweeted this out. You talked about the prevalence of physical competitions from the final four on in related to past years. And obviously this involves a judgment call in what you want to call a physical competition.
Yes.
But you're usually fencerton enough that I trust your judgment on this. So, I mean, I'm not imagining things. They are getting much more physical and there's much less mental competitions. Like the days of Janelle in All Stars, you know, moving house guests around on a board to make sure that all of the clues fit. Those days are gone, Taryn. I really feel like they are.
It seems that way, you know, and it's not even it surprised me when I went back. So, you know, I've talked about this briefly before, but the statistics here, I went back from Big Brother 17. There was this is strictly the end game. The first half of the game is still fairly even in most of these seasons. But the end game has become what's changing here. And in the end game for Big Brother 17, only 17% of the competitions were physical. And when I made these judgment calls, it was in the sense of like that Final Four veto, I consider a physical competition. There were questions. There were three of them and they were incredibly easy. The main factor here was the physicality. If you were very physical, you were going to have a massive advantage.
Yes, what was the main factor? Exactly.
Exactly. So I did not count just like regular puzzles or skill, like rolling a ball or balancing a ball or throwing a ball, like most skills things, most mental things, I did not count as physical. It was only things like running or, you know, climbing, you know, physical competitions. So 17% in Big Brother 17, 15% in Big Brother 18. Then in Big Brother 19, it doubles to 33%. In Big Brother 20, it almost doubles again to 55%.
Crazy. And
now in Big Brother 21, up until part two of the final three HOH, which I personally, I'm going to wait to see it before I make a judgment call. I'm probably going to just classify that as mental because there is a physical component, but there were a bunch of questions up there. If the questions are exceedingly easy and the climbing was really hard, maybe we'll consider it physical, but I'm inclined to call that one a mental competition. But even so, it was about 60% of the competitions from the final, from week eight onward have been physical. That's four times as much just
crazy.
A few seasons ago in Big Brother 18. That is a massive, massive trend toward physical competitions. And I want to be clear, I don't think this is unfair because competitions have never been fair and they can put in whatever competitions they want. This is not, you know, meant to rig it for any one particular person. The bottom line is if you can't compete physically, you're now not going to be able to compete in Big Brother as well. I don't like that, but I don't think it's unfair. I think it's just the way things go. I would like to see this trend rewind. I would like to not have this. I don't think it's a good thing for Big Brother. I think that Big Brother works best when the competitions are varied and that there is a lot of variance in who wins the competitions, who gets power. I think that leads toward a better season and more variety in the gameplay.
Agreed. And we've talked about this before, and I was originally on the other side of things, but I've come around to your position that I do enjoy the variance of it all. Additionally, like, is there anybody, again, who watched this competition last night who was entertained other than the production value of it all? I certainly was not. I mean, like, as I said, my parents don't know the spoilers, and they realized who exactly was going to win this competition based on just looking at the house guests. That's all you have to do is look at them, for heaven's sake. Big Brother, I'm with Taryn in terms of it's not necessarily unfair. It's just, what are you doing? Obviously, this is something that they've considered and that they've wanted to move toward. I think that it just behooves house guests in the future. You can't leave people like Jackson in the game. Like, look, knowing what I know now about how the competitions are coming up and how physical they are, Nicole made an incredible mistake at the final six not to get rid of Jackson. I mean, they had him dead to rights at the final six. All Cliff has to do is use the veto, pull somebody down, put Jackson up, and they've got the votes to get rid of him, honey. But they didn't do it because, and I supported that at the time because I feared Christy and Tommy in these endgame competitions far more than I ever feared Jackson and Holly. But looking at what we've got now in terms of what Big Brother is doing and the production that they're using in terms of how physical it is, my God, I made a bad call on that one. I wish my crystal ball was working here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, it's very rare in Big Brother to be in a situation where Jackson was only available for eviction one time from week eight onward. So for the last over a month, Jackson has been immune except for one time. And it was during a double eviction when they had very little time to think through their decisions and process like where they wanted to go. They did, you know, plan it out beforehand and they did come to that conclusion, but who knows what happens if there's a week of Jackson sitting, you know, sitting there vulnerable and they're thinking about competitions afterward. But you know, it's, that's, that's really difficult to maneuver around. The fact that there's this one guy and he is just flat out immune for basically every single round of the endgame except for one.
I feel like I've heard that before somewhere.
It happened with Ian.
Oh, sorry. I was talking about Kevin from Big Brother.
Well, Kevin was immune all the way through. They never got a chance.
Yes, I know. Yes, I know. Yes.
there were only a couple times that Ian could have gone home because he was so good at the mental competitions. And that's a lot more rare in Big Brother US, especially because the mental competitions aren't that difficult, and so the playing field is fairly even and level. And so, you know, sometimes there's somebody like Ian who's really good and he's just going to win a lot of those, and he's really good at skills and puzzles and stuff like that. But for the most part, it's fairly even, and there's going to be some variance, and nobody's going to be able to be immune for that long. And not even Ian could manage it, and not even, you know, Jackson could manage it this season all the way through, even with all these physical competitions. But the fact that he was only immune once, and it was during a double eviction, that's very, very, very difficult to maneuver around.
It really is. And this is where we're at in the season, guys. Again, somebody asked me if Jackson wins, am I going to wear the veil? No, I'm not going to wear the veil. I think he's played a pretty good game. We can talk about some other aspects of this game as this podcast continues. But I think overall he's played a pretty good game. And if he does get to the final two, and if he does win the game, I'm going to stand up and applaud him because I think he's played the hell out of this game. At least the game that's in front of us right now, not the game that I wish it was, the game that's in front of us, he's played a hell of a game.
Yes. So it's looking like Jackson and Holly will be taking on part three of the final three HOH against each other. Basically zero tension at the moment with this competition. It stands, they plan on taking each other. That doesn't seem like they have any other plans at the moment. Personally, I think that I think that Jackson would be prepping like America for this decision if he ever had any intention of cutting Holly here.
Oh, he's not cutting Holly.
Yeah. And Holly, I think there's maybe more of a chance that Holly would cut Jackson. But I don't, I think she feels too confident that she can beat Jackson. I feel like especially after the jury vote pitch from last week, there's a good part of her that feels like they're going to be bitter.
Yes, I agree with that, but I also feel like Nicole has some cards that she needs to play, and she needs to play them a little harder. So we'll see.
Yeah, I think. Look, if Nicole, let's talk about Nicole, right? Okay, so she's in this position. She's in this position. Yeah. She's up. The state of the house is it's Macbeth versus Nicole, and Nicole has lost. And is there any chance she can make it to the end? What could she do if she was Dan Gheesling and she was in this position? What could she do to get there? I think that you have to be able to read that Jackson is never cutting Holly. I don't think it's happening at this point. You've already tried. You've already failed. I think you have to just focus on Holly now. And in fact, the only way you can get Jackson to cut Holly is by convincing Holly to cut Jackson. And then Jackson finds out about it. Yep. So you have to focus on Holly. You have to tell Holly, yep, when Cliff and I discussed the jury vote thing, it was a complete bluff. It was a complete lie. We completely plan on voting for Jackson. Cliff told me that this was his last shot and that, you know, this really went against his character to even threaten it. But he's going to make up for it when he hits the jury, and he's going to campaign for Jackson, and he's going to make sure Jackson wins so that he doesn't seem like a bitter juror. He needs to, you know, Cliff cares about his own image and he doesn't want to look like a bitter juror. So he's definitely going to be voting Jackson. You have to say that, and then you just got to keep continue on, press it on Holly. If she knew her history, it would be easier because she could talk about Drew, but or even Big Brother of Canada. But right. you have to keep on pressing in on Holly, talking about how Jackson has just completely dominated this game. He completely deserves to win, and then hope Holly wins part three, which is definitely
that's
not
the
a guarantee.
Thing. It's no sure thing that Holly's going to win part three. That's the thing. But here's the thing: I really do feel like Nicole needs to lean into this harder. Number one, Jackson's already come to Nicole, by the way, and told her that the whole thing with Tommy was a lie. So Nicole now knows that. So she should feel totally unshackled here to go to Holly and be like, look, everything that we said was a lie. Just so you know, I want you to know we're going to vote for Jackson. I know that Nicole in her heart of hearts wants Holly to win. she said that before, that if she was going to take Holly to the final two, and if she didn't win, she wanted Holly to win. That's where Nicole was at least a couple of days ago. So I think there may be a part of her that doesn't feel this way, and that's why she hasn't said this, but she needs to make sure that Holly knows that Cliff and Nicole will be voting for Jackson if he gets to the end. And the other thing that she needs to do is really appeal to Holly and what she said in her final five speech. So all Holly talked about in her final five speech when she was about ready to be evicted was women empowerment and how much her character means to her. And she wants all the little girls out there to know that if they're special and they put on 20 pounds of makeup, they can do anything. That would be great if you could be like Holly. So I feel like Nicole really needs to lean into that and say, look, like, you know, and the one thing that Nicole, I correct me if I'm wrong, Taryn, Nicole is not aware that when you know, a couple weeks ago when Holly was annoyed that her entire storyline was about her and Jackson, Nicole is not aware of that, right? Or is she aware of that? I can't remember if she was around when those conversations were happening.
She complained to Christy. I don't recall her complaining to Nicole, but Nicole is definitely around in general. Okay. She definitely knew there were arguments going on. I think Holly talked to her about it a little bit, but I don't think she knows how big a deal it is.
If she knew how big of a deal it was, she could definitely use that. But even if she doesn't know that, she really has to appeal to Holly's sense of self and what Holly's going to look like 3 months from now, 6 months from now. Like in the here and now, I realize it's going to suck. It's going to suck to cut Jackson on live TV. How much of a bitch is America going to think I am? I get it. Okay. But that's quickly going to turn from what a bitch to what a cold move. What big of a gamer, what a strategist Holly was to take this guy to the final three and then cut him at the end. Look, I know I went back and watched Nicole's preseason interview. She's only been watching Big Brother since Big Brother 11. So she doesn't necessarily know her Big Brother history in terms of Drew and Big Brother 5. But this would be, you don't even need to know that. How baller of a move would this be if Julie Chen says to the house guests that, you know, because she always does, I just want to let you know that Holly won the final HOH and she chose to evict Jackson. The jury would be floored. Nicole needs to paint that picture of what it would be like for two women to sit in the final two together and how much of an icon Holly would be like if she actually cut Jackson at the final two or at the final three. I have put my flag in the sand, Taryn. I feel like she's going to do it. I feel like she's going to cut Jackson. I just hope that she gets the chance to do it. I really feel like she needs to win this final three HOH. And Nicole's got to give a speech right then on national television. And I don't know if she can do it. That literally says what I said. Like, hey, you talked about women empowerment. You talked about a sense of self for you. Like, what are you going to do? Just take this guy to the final two and hand him $500,000? What are you going to feel like 3 months from now, 6 months from now, when you're looking back on this game? You have a chance to get rid of the biggest mover and shaker of the season, and you're going to just hand him the money? Are you serious? Right in front of Julie Chen. Even talk to Julie Chen. Put power on her to make this move. I feel like there's a chance, but it's not a big one.
Yeah. You know, I feel like we're in an unfortunate kind of period of Big Brother right now, in the U.S. at least, where the last few years have seen quote-unquote bitter juries, and that it seems like the sort of the meta gameplay of a player who knows the recent history of Big Brother is somebody like Tommy, who intentionally wants to play like Casey, who doesn't want to make big splashy moves, who you know, juries haven't really respected that in a while now. You know, in contrast that with Big Brother Canada, who, you know, after somebody like, you know, Kevin Martin, who won unanimously because he played the game, versus, you know, heading into the next season, then you have somebody like Kayla, who's on in the game, like ready to cut Derek at any moment, ready to go, ready to cut my showmance. It's going to be great. The jury's going to respect it. And you have that history of John cutting Netta and being respected for it. And that's great in Canada right now. In the U.S., the best that we have in recent seasons is, you know, Cody taking Derek, and what a mistake that was. But that's not a lot. That's not like seeing somebody rewarded for making splashy, big, fun moves. And, you know, even before then, you saw, you know, it really started with Dan losing to Ian. And then you see, you know, Big Brother 18, Big Brother. And I don't agree with this necessarily, but perception wise, Big Brother 18, and then Big Brother 19. You've got Big Brother Celebrity. You've got, you know, Big Brother 20. And it's really starting to look like big, splashy moves are not the respected thing. They're not as revered as they used to be. And so the incentive to do them is dramatically reduced because you look a lot more foolish for making the big splashy move and cutting your showmance and then losing the game than you do taking your showmance and losing the game. And right now we're just, unfortunately, I think in this rut of Big Brother, where the overall sort of zeitgeist is just no, don't do it.
Look, Nicola just has to lie to Holly here and be like, look, you cut Jackson on national television. The jury will be in awe. I will go to the final two. I will literally campaign for you. I will say you deserve to win the money, that was such an amazing move. And like, please give Holly the money. Now, of course, she's not going to do this, but she needs to pump Holly up. Like, look, we will all be behind you if you do this. Like, she has to convince her. She has to plant the seeds beforehand. If Holly wins final three HOH, she has to give that speech. I mean, I know that, to be blunt, I can give a speech better than Nicole can give a speech. So I know she can't. I'm just hoping she can channel some of what I'm giving her. I swear to God, if the final three speeches come up and she says, I just want to thank my parents and I thank my mom. No, do not do that. That is what Julie is outside for. You can thank them then. All right. We'll see. Yeah. I don't mean to get people's hopes up, but I this is all we got to hang our hat on. And you know what? Here's the thing. If Holly doesn't do this, fine. But you talk about the Nicole has to tell her how much of that all that she talked about the final three was just a bunch of bull. She's just going to the end with her showmans. She's going to stand by her man. Take him to the end. That's all she's going to do. She really needs to hammer this home because Holly doesn't like it. And I really feel like I went back and watched Holly's preseason interview because I'm looking for clues as to what they would do if they get to the end. And I really feel like that Holly might really like get annoyed with Nicole, but then it's going to get her thinking. And that's what Nicole needs to do. She really needs to do as much as she can to even annoy her a little bit, but also support her. It's a delicate balance, but I'm here for it. That's what we watch Big Brother for. And you know what, Taryn, here's the thing. If it doesn't work, Nicole goes out in third place. Whoever wins, wins. At that point, I don't even care who wins. I don't know if you're with me on that necessarily, but whatever. And then Nicole's going to win America's Favorite House Guest, and she's going to be blown away because Nick said she wouldn't win America's Favorite House Guest. And I'm so psyched for that. So we get to show Nicole how much we love her, and hopefully Kemi's going to be in the top three because I really feel like Kemi's going to be in the top three, and I really feel like Big Brother's going to be shocked when Kemi is in the top three. So I'm trying to like fill us with some hope and love here, Taryn.
Yeah. I will what? Be the person then that says I don't think it's happening. I don't think Holly will take Nicole to the end. Nor do I honestly even think that Holly will have the choice. I think that Jackson is more likely to win just because there's a chance it's going to be actual questions, and I think Jackson would have a leg up on questions than over Holly. And if it's crapshoot, then it's crapshoot. But if it is questions, I think Jackson has the advantage. So I think Jackson's more likely to be in the spot to take somebody anyway.
Yeah.
And I honestly just don't see it. I don't think Holly's going to cut Jackson. I don't. There are two Hollies. There's one Holly who she says she wants to be, she claims to be. And then there's Holly and what her actions have shown her to be. And if I'm predicting which Holly is going to be the Holly that wins that final three HOH and chooses who she's taking, it's the Holly she's always proven to be, which is not the one she claims to be, in my opinion.
Yeah, but we got 2 days to go. And I saw yesterday that Holly was talking to Nicole and was like, you know, he's telling me like what he's going to say in the final two. And he's already acting to Holly like he's won the game, like as if it's because in Jackson's mind, it's him and Holly in the final two. But Jackson's acting like if the jury doesn't vote for him, then it's a bitter jury. So like he's annoying Holly in that she wants to win the game too. And I was really glad to hear her say this. This was the best hope that I've had in a couple of days was when I heard Holly say that I want to win the game too. I want to win too. And if she wants to win, then she's got to be thinking about making this move. If she doesn't give a shit about the money, really, then who cares? But if she does care about the money, and it says she does, then there's a chance, Taryn.
All right. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. So let's talk over the jury then. Let's discuss what we think is going to happen here. And we had a jury segment. I personally felt that leaned toward a Jackson win. Then we got the game recaps that also, in my opinion, seemed to be leaning toward a Jackson win over Holly.
The boy wants confetti. God, why does that annoy me so much? I don't know why. He's
referring to himself as a boy.
I guess maybe that's it. Although I don't necessarily respond, negatively to that. I guess it's the confetti thing, the event. He wants the dream, I guess. I don't know. I like Houska's showing us their heart and what they're thinking. So I guess I shouldn't be as annoyed by that, but I kind of am.
All right. Well, I'll start out with this question. Do you think it matters if Jackson wins and takes Holly, or if Holly wins and takes Jackson? Do you think that changes any jury votes?
I don't know. I rarely think on a podcast and leave a little bit of dead air, but I really don't know that one. I'm not sure. Tell me what you're thinking.
I personally, I don't think it matters. I think there's pros and cons to both. If Jackson wins another, then that's his eighth HOH and or veto win. I don't care if he says 10. No, you don't count those extra ones. Yeah. And that's another thing on his resume. If Holly wins and takes him, then it could just be another thing against Holly that, she just took Jackson instead of taking somebody who might be easier to beat. Or it might make Holly look better because she is able to take Jackson and she didn't rely on him all the way. I think it could go either way. I personally don't think it's going to change anybody's mind. I think they're going to have their minds made up by that point. So I don't think it matters, which means we should talk about Jackson versus Holly in the final two, regardless of how they get there. Where do the votes fall? Where do the votes fall? And we'll go juror by juror here.
Okay.
So let's start with Jack. Who do we think Jack votes for between Jackson and Holly?
This isn't close. He's going to vote for Jackson. We all know it. He wants to show him that he should have gone with what Jackson said the entire time. By now, Christy has told him, yeah, I did actually say that, I did actually say at one point that I was thinking about you, but I was annoyed with you at the time. You know, all the secrets are out now. So I feel like he's voting for Jackson 100% here.
I agree. We polled the audience. The audience agrees as well. 96% of the audience say Jack is a vote for Jackson. So I agree. I think Jack is a vote for Jackson over Holly. So then we have Kat. This is another easy one.
Kat's voting for Holly.
Yeah, there's no question about this. 97% of the audience said Kat was a vote for Holly. I don't know who these 2.39%ers are, but what are you doing? Then we have Sis.
Now, can we hold Sis for now? Because I don't feel like Sis is going to make up her own mind. I feel like she's going to be influenced by what other people do. So can we do other people and then come back to Sis, or is that going to mess up your plan?
No, let's do it. We can skip Sounds past good. Sis.
All right. Moving on from Sis.
So let's talk about Nick.
Okay.
Where do we think Nick is going to go?
I think based on what he said in the jury, that and based on his actions in the house, I do feel like he's going to vote for Jackson. I think he's going to be really impressed by him and how baller of a game in Nick's view he has played. I feel like he's going to vote for Jackson. I don't feel like there's any universe where he votes for Holly.
Okay. Because I agree with you. I think if I'm analyzing Nick individually, I think everything points to a Jackson win. He was he's kind of like the kind of guy who talks about Jess's pro women thing and talks about how that's sexist towards men. He's kind of like he likes his bros. He talked about that a lot. He had a lot of respect for Jackson. He talked about how Jackson was the greatest player to ever play the game in the jury segment. But I do think there's one thing that might get in the way of this, and that's Kat. That he's now intimately involved with Kat, and who knows what kind of sweet nothings she's whispering in his ear late at night.
See, I don't think that that's going to be a thing. I feel like that Nick is me from 20 years ago, where he'll just put his sausage in any sandwich, and it really doesn't matter like what that sandwich is. I really do feel like this. I don't think he gives a shit about Kat. I think he's just fucking her. Like, that's really all he's doing.
but can she be not necessarily that he would vote for Kat, you know, like, oh, I'll do this for you. But maybe she is convincing him that that Holly is the better player because she's, you know, she's in his ear.
But I mean, Kat's never been able to convince anybody of anything before. Like if it had been left to Kat when she was about ready to be evicted on day 44, then I feel like that Kat would have gone home. Like, it was only because of the grace of Holly that it didn't work, and Christy for that matter. I take what you're saying, but I have seen showmances vote against each other before, not necessarily against each other. Like Fessy and Haley didn't vote together. I know that Haley switched her vote apparently at the last minute, but I just don't believe that he's going to vote for Holly here.
There's one more thing when I'm thinking about Nick's vote, because Nick is somebody I do see some things. I will get to Christy, but if Christy is pro Jackson, I do wonder if Nick, being so anti-Christy and potentially Tommy, might not want to be siding with them.
That's a possibility. That has more legs to me than Kat.
Yeah.
Because I've seen that before in the jury as well. So let's mark. First of all, what did the audience think?
The audience, pretty overwhelmingly, 77% says Nick goes Jackson.
Okay, so let's put down Jackson, but let's put it in pencil, and we can come back to it based on how everything else goes.
Nick is one of the people I'm most unsure of, because, again, if I'm looking individually, I think he's definitely a Jackson vote, but the dynamics of the jury, which are very hard to understand and predict, even with the knowledge that we have, I do think might lead him somewhere else. But I would, if I had to lean somewhere, I would lean Jackson, but this is one I do feel like there are some other factors that might influence it. So then we can go to Jess. Jess is definitely somebody that I think, my opinion, based on how I'm reading the jury, I think Jess is either agreeing with Kat or agreeing with Christy. I'm not sure which one.
Yeah, I still feel like either way she's going to vote for a woman, although she could vote for Jackson just to show everybody, see, I didn't say I didn't just want to vote for any woman. I wanted to vote for the right woman. I could see her saying something like that. So, but I'm going to say she's going to vote for Holly, and I'm fairly confident about that.
But she was waiting all season long for Christy. I feel like if Christy is pro Jackson, then I think if Christy, Tommy, and Jack and Sis and all of them are all pro Jackson, is Jess really gonna be the one left out of that? Is she gonna? She wants to be with the cool kids.
Yeah, that's true. Well, do you want to put her in pencil again?
She's another one I'm not sure about.
Okay. All right, I'll put her in pencil, but I'm saying she's gonna vote for Holly, left her own devices.
I also think she's a Holly vote. So that's probably where I would ultimately lean. The audience, 84% of them said that she would be a vote for Holly. So the audience is with you on that one as well. Christy, I've been talking about this already. I think Christy is leaning Jackson personally. I think Christy is a vote for Jackson. I think that she's defending her own game. Nick is calling her game dirty. And so I feel like the argument that Jackson is playing a dirty game won't hold as much water with her, because she's like, hey, you have to respect me. So she kind of has to respect Jackson. Not that Christy has ever, you know, needed to not be hypocritical, but I think that that's going to play a role in it. I think that she respects Jackson's game. I got the sense that she was more pro Jackson than pro Holly in the house itself. There was nothing that seemed to really influence that when she left the house. So I personally think that Christy is for Jackson. What do you think?
I also think she's for Jackson, and I think she's going to vote for the biggest gamer. I don't think she respects Holly as much as she says she does, and she's not going to vote for Holly. She's going to vote for Jackson.
Yes, this was one of the closer votes, though. 60% said that Christy would be a vote for Jackson, and 39% said Holly. So,
yep,
kind of a closer vote, but Christy in as a vote for Jackson. The audience, basically the exact same percentages for Tommy, 60% and 39% for Jackson with Tommy, which I do agree with. I think that Tommy votes with Christy. I think that I did have a little bit of maybe he's a vote for Holly because he said that Jackson wasn't deserving of the money and that Holly was when he was in that big argument. But I think that was in the heat of the moment. I think that my sense from him in the jury segment was that he was pretty pro Jackson. He was actually arguing that Jackson is more than just competition wins. It seemed like that was a prolonged discussion that he was on Jackson's side for. And so they also gave interviews with other members of the jury who would be heavily influenced by Tommy, like Jack and Sis, who both said positive things about Jackson, which didn't seem too forced. And it seems like that may have come from Tommy in the sense of like, oh, wow, he's really playing a good game. So I feel like Tommy is for Jackson.
Yeah, I also feel like Tommy is for Jackson. When he said to him on his way out the door, man, you know, you got me, you little effer, you know, you got me. I really feel like that was the biggest tell that he was going to vote for Jackson in the end. And if the jury was smart, they would have picked up on that because I know a couple of them heard it. So Tommy's a vote for Jackson here. That's actually one of the votes that I feel most confident about. Yeah. Even though he said what he said to Holly on the way out the door, I feel like that Tommy's going to respect the game move in the end. Jackson's going to own it in his final two speech or his final two whatever. I think he's going to make a direct apology to Tommy because that's the one that he felt most burned by. And once, you know, once it's all about Tommy, I feel like Tommy will vote for Jackson. So this is not close to me. He's going to vote for Jackson.
Yes. People are concerned about the math. 60 plus 39 is only 99%. It's 60.5% and 39.5%.
It's rounding, people.
Yeah.
Girl. Like, I'm really, not we gonna, have to explain I, that
I'm,
to you people?
Yeah, I'm just going to read the whole numbers. It's if it doesn't add up all the way to 100, I apologize. So then we get to Cliff. And I feel like this is a hard one for me. It's not hard for the audience. They have a pretty clear decision. But Brent, what do you think?
It matters here because I have 1, 2, 3 locked votes for Jackson in Jack, Christy, and Tommy. And maybe Nick, if he's not like trying to be anti-Christy, that could be a fourth Jackson vote. I don't know necessarily that Nicole's going to vote for Jackson. So he needs Cliff's vote here. I feel like that Cliff will vote for Jackson. Now, I gave Tana Jackson last week, and I'm not going to reveal what I gave him this week on the Stockwatch. But honey, I have to say that Jackson is making it as hard on himself as possible with his little goodbye message and his final four speech when he used the veto on the live show. And then once again, when he voted to evict, just if he wanted to lose Cliff's vote, he made it really easy for Cliff to vote the other way and say, this is why I did it. But I still feel like in the end, Cliff is going to be the bigger man and he's going to vote for Jackson in the end. He said in the house that he would vote for Jackson, that he told Nicole that, you know, he said he would hate to see Holly win. You know, I just don't feel like there's any chance that he's going to vote for Holly here.
Okay. Here's my attempted read on Cliff. And again, these are not set in stone predictions by any means. It's very difficult here, but I think what I'm reading on Cliff, what I'm predicting with Cliff, he came out of the house, Julie berated him. What are you thinking? It's your fault for believing Jackson. Other interviewing outlets kind of berated him, like, what were you thinking about? Why did you believe him? Like,
right.
Putting it on him.
How could you? Yeah.
I think that if what the other things we're saying are true, that Tommy and Christy and them are all pro Jackson and that they are setting their feelings aside and voting for Jackson. Even if Cliff does come in, and almost especially if Cliff does come into the round table and he says, hey, Jackson broke his word. How dare he? Tommy, look what he did to you. I mean, this guy, he's terrible. And if Tommy, somebody Cliff really respects, it's like, Cliff, come on. We have to respect the game. I don't think Cliff continues to, I think Cliff recognizes that he is that annoying juror in the round table. And I think he tones it down. And I think he eventually votes Jackson, even if he goes in anti-Jackson.
Yeah, that's true. And just to be clear, remember, Cliff is going on in fourth place here. So he's not actually joining the jury at the jury house. I know that Andy Heron on Twitter was going on about how, you know, Cliff doesn't even know what he's doing or what he's talking about. But it didn't matter because Jackson, you know, for the purposes of the lie that they were selling, the only person who needed to believe that was Jackson, and Jackson didn't understand about, you know, what things necessarily happen behind the scenes and who goes to where and if you're eliminated in what place. Cliff doesn't go to the jury house. He just goes to the round table. He spends like a couple hours with them taping it, and then he goes back to sequester in the hotel room. So that's where Cliff goes. So he's only going to have a couple hours to quote unquote influence the jury. I feel like Cliff can only influence the jury if he really is, he's going to have to own his bitterness, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And I don't think that Cliff wants to be seen like that. On the other hand, Cliff has watched a lot of Big Brother in the past 5 years and knows that we can be, you know, a little bit yes queen about the bitter jurors sometimes. So I'm not sure, but I still feel like in my heart of hearts, he's going to vote for Jackson.
Yeah. Cause I think if Jackson broke his word to me, he said he promised he was going to vote out Holly. The jurors just going to be like, Cliff, come on. Really? You believed he was going to evict Holly and you're mad that he didn't? Come on,
yeah,
Cliff.
Yeah.
I don't think Cliff is the kind of guy that's going to double down and like really just entrench himself and be like, no, I'm right about this and everyone else is the wrong one. I think he comes around, and that's if our read on Tommy and Christy and them are is correct. So the audience agrees with us here. Cliff, 70% goes Jackson in his vote. Then we get to Nicole. You said that you seem inclined to think that Nicole might be a vote for Holly. Is that right?
It's close. This is the one I'm probably the most unsure about. I do feel like that she will probably want to reward Holly at the end, especially, but in the world where Holly wins final HOH and doesn't take her, I feel like she might then vote for Jackson. So what say you?
I felt like she was going to go Jackson. She was, you know, when her and Cliff were talking about how mad they were at Jackson, she was the one that seemed less bitter and more like, yeah, but he deserves it, right? Like, he's been playing this game. She has been getting frustrated, though, with him the more that he refuses to own up to things. I think that that's been more frustrating. I think this whole plan with Cliff has made her even more frustrated with Jackson. But I do know that she really wants to vote for who she thinks deserves it the most. The question is, does she think Holly deserves it more than Jackson at this point? I personally think no, but I think it might. I think Nicole's vote is probably up in the air. I think that if Jackson continues in his final two speeches to be like, Nicole, no, it was your fault that Cliff left. Like, you shouldn't have done that. Then I think Nicole goes Holly. But honestly, she probably is not even going to get that opportunity because that's just not how the jury questioning works anymore. And so this is a tough one, but I'm inclined to say that she leans Jackson. But I think this is a tough one.
I hear what you're saying. Also, in the conversation that Cliff had with Nicole, obviously, I said Cliff was talking about, you know, he doesn't want Holly to win the game. Nicole was there for that conversation as well and also said the same thing. So she was saying that. But then later on, she's been saying that if she didn't win the game, she wanted Holly to win the game. So I'm very confused about what Nicole wants here and if the gamer and Nicole will want to vote for Jackson. But on the other hand, I feel like she does respect Holly, and Holly has been kinder to Nicole. Jackson's also been very immature in the past couple of days in terms of any time that, you know, Holly and Nicole talk, he's been getting mad at Nicole. That could really annoy Nicole, and that he could be literally burning $500,000 as we speak because he might need Nicole's vote to win this game. And he's annoying the living shit out of her right now with like basically acting offended that Nicole is talking with Holly. To his credit, he's sticking to Holly like glue, but he can't do it all the time, obviously, because he has to you know, sleep a little bit and go to the diary room and, you know, things. But diary room, just call him in for like 3 hours. Can you do that? That'd be great so that Nicole can have some alone time with Ollie.
All right. Well, let's circle back then to Sis, because this was actually the most difficult vote for the audience, which surprised me. I personally think that if we're saying Tommy, Christy, and Jack are all Jackson votes, I think Sis is 100% with them. I think that she's a Jackson vote.
Yeah, I read her in for Jackson once I looked at everything else.
Yeah. But the audience is very torn. I was looking at this at one point. There were like 800 votes in so far, and it was a 50-50 split exactly. it's now at 51 to 48%, and it leans Holly, actually.
Well, I see people in the chat saying that she's going to be bitter. She's going to vote for Holly. You're like, really? Do you think that's okay? You guys, let's just talk about this for a second. Do you really think that freaking Annalise Sis will all of a sudden, after 99 some odd days, have her own mind, her own sense of self, her own agenda when Christy, Tommy, and Jack are all voting for Jackson? Are you really telling me that? Like, you guys are freaking stupid. Like, this is crazy. I don't mean to call the chat stupid, but like, I mean, come on. Like I look at, that's the thing. I did the same thing in a perfect world. When I'm sitting down and thinking about it, I'm like, okay, I don't know who's this going to vote for. But then after I mapped it out, I'm like, come on, she's voting for Jackson here. Like, he's got four locked votes. Jackson has four locked votes in Jack, Sis, Christy, and Tommy. He better pray to God that he either gets Cliff's vote or Nick's vote or Nicole's vote. But unfortunately, Jackson could lose all three. Or Jess's vote. Yeah, that's true. But I still feel like she'll vote with Kat.
Yeah. So, yeah, I agree. Sis is the person that was like, oh, who do we hate now? Nicole? Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's terrible. I hate
her. She's the worst.
I want to punch her in the face.
Yeah.
Oh, no, now it's Cliff? No,
hold
I hate
me back.
Cliff.
Hold me back. Remember that house meeting?
So the audience... The audience has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm counting 6 votes for Jackson and 3 votes for Holly. That's that would be or no, sorry.
I was going to say, isn't it six to three the other way?
It's 7. The audience has 7 votes for Jackson and 2 vote. No, sorry. No, it was 6 and 3. it was confusing because I had to put Holly and Jackson down there at the end. So it's 6 votes for Jackson, 3 votes for Holly. The votes for Holly being Kat, Sis, and Jess. That's how the audience is predicting it. The way that we have predicted this is that I think that we're looking at a situation where it's probably, I think, Jack, Sis, Tommy, Christy, 4 votes locked in. And then, as we talked about, I think that Nicole, Nick, Jess, and Cliff are all potential votes that could go either way. And then I think Kat is the only person definitely locked in for Holly.
Yeah, I think that's the truth. And I don't know if Nicole knows what we know. Obviously, she doesn't know everything, but she could lay this out to Holly and be like, look, he has this many votes in the jury. But on the other hand, like, I could see them spinning it in a different way. I did notice that when Nicole was trying to say some things to Holly, that Holly was sort of spinning some things back at Nicole, like, well, they could like you for this. And, you know, so that doesn't necessarily fill me with hope. I just feel like that Holly is trying to look at the entire game field, though. But looking at it on paper, it does feel like that Jackson has 4 locked votes and he only needs one more. It would be really unlucky for him to literally get swept out on the other 4 votes, for him to literally lose Nick and Jess and Cliff and Nicole. Like, he would have to lose all 4 of those votes in order to lose the game.
Yeah, and I do think that Jess leans Holly, but I do think that Nick leans Jackson. I think Cliff leans Jackson, and I personally think Nicole leans Jackson. So 3 of those unsure votes, I think, are already leaning Jackson, and only 1 of them leans Holly. But I think all 4 of them could go either way. So looking pretty good for Jackson on that front. Then we can quickly kind of go through these other ones. Jackson versus Nicole.
Do we have to do
basically
that?
Not going to happen? It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
But I was curious to see what this might look like. Jack, I think still goes Jackson.
Uh huh.
Kat, I think goes Jackson. The audience disagrees. The audience think Kat goes Nicole. Sis, I think, goes Jackson. Nick, I think, goes Nicole. Jess, mm-hmm. I think, goes Nicole. Christy, I think, might actually go Nicole, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Tommy I think, is hard, but I think Tommy might go Jackson. I think Cliff goes Nicole, and I think Holly goes Jackson.
Boy, that's close.
It's very close. I think it comes down. I think it's like a 5-4 vote, one way or another. I think that there are a lot of people that could go either way.
Yeah. Yeah. It's what Tommy and Christy do in my eyes.
Yeah. Then Holly versus Nicole. Maybe slightly more likely, but still probably not super likely. And now we are living in this scenario where I do think it matters how Holly gets there. And the only way that Holly gets there with Nicole is if Holly cuts Jackson for Nicole.
He'll still vote for her, though.
Do you think so?
Yep, I do.
I was thinking he wouldn't.
If she makes the biggest move, I think that'd be the sexiest thing for him. I think his dick would get hard right then. That's what I think.
I don't know. I feel like he'd be like, "How dare you steal $500,000 from me?"
I still feel like it happens though.
Oh man! All right. I feel like he's not a vote personally. Okay. I think Jack respects the move. He goes Holly. I think Kat obviously goes Holly. I think Sis goes Holly with Jack. I think that both, I think that Tommy respects the move and goes Holly. I think that Nick probably sticks with Nicole. I think mm-hmm. Jess may stick with Nicole. Christy, if we're being generous, maybe sticks with Nicole. Cliff sticks with Nicole, and then it comes down to Jackson at that point. If Jackson goes Nicole, then it's Nicole, and if Jackson goes Holly, then it's Holly. Unless we're being too generous and Jess doesn't go that way or Christy doesn't go that way. I think Holly has the advantage in this matchup here.
I agree. I think she actually has a better chance to beat Nicole than she does Jackson.
I agree.
Especially if she owns the move. Like, look what I did. Like, I came to play. I came to win. I came to win $500,000. I cut him at the end. I used him as a shield the entire show. I'm like, but see, people don't say this on games. People, they say it on games that I like, but they don't say it on Big Brother, where they're like, I literally used this guy. Like, she needs to say that in her final two speech, and she could win. They'd be like, oh my God, you're amazing. We stand you, queen. But she's not going to say that. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, Holly versus Jackson. I think Jackson has 4 locked votes and Holly has 1. Holly versus Nicole. I think Holly has 4 locked votes and Nicole has 2. And that's rough for Nicole. So
sorry, I was just looking to see if I got a text from Rob Sesternino about that little quip about Jackson. I did not. Sorry. It was a text from my mom.
All right. Well, I can tell you that the audience does think that Jackson would vote Holly over Nicole in a Holly Nicole final two, although, you know, they weren't always necessarily thinking about the fact that Holly would have just cut him. And that ultimately the audience thinks that, let's see, it's 1, 2, 3 and 4. The audience thinks Nicole beats Holly 5-4, but that it would be close. So, I mean, that's still better than how the audience felt about Jackson versus Holly, where she loses 6-3.
Where she's going in with 4 locked votes against her. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I feel like that Holly has to make this move if she really wants to have a chance to win Big Brother, and she has to own it. Sunshine Breeze brings up in the chat that Holly's terrible at speeches, too, and she is terrible at speeches. But like, she really needs to own this. She really needs to lean into it. Like, Nicole just needs to hammer into her that, you know, this is, you know, your own sense of self, your own sense of empowerment here. Cut the guy. You're going to get his vote anyway. Bring me to the final two. I will stand you. I will say you deserve to win the game. I will not even ask for the jury's votes. I will beg the jury to vote for you. It's $500,000. All you have to do is reach out and take it, Holly. That's all you have to do is reach out and take the money. That's all you have to do. If she says that to her, I feel like there's a chance. But see, people don't think like, I want to like, can I just channel Nicole for a second? Nicole, I want to possess Nicole for a second so that I can, but then I might screw it up too. So I don't know. I want to get her to say the right things. to Holly.
Yeah. All right. Well,
stuff that she already knows too, and not even stuff that I know from the outside. Stuff that she knows from inside the game. I feel like she can get her to change her mind.
Yeah, I think she's feeling kind of defeated. To be honest, I mean, she's trying, but it kind of feels a little bit like obligatory. Like I have to try, even though I don't think it's going to work. Who do you want to be evicted this week? I asked the audience, and 70% said Jackson. They would like to see a Holly and Nicole final two, essentially. 20% said Holly. 9% said Nicole.
We hate you. Go away. Don't answer Taryn's surveys anymore, please.
I asked who should Jackson take to the final two? 63% said Holly. 36% said Nicole. So obviously they're still leaning toward Holly. I think taking Holly is definitely the move for Jackson. But there's definitely some people out there who are like, but Nicole.
Somebody in the chat is comparing Holly to Miss Teen South Carolina from way back when, you know, like in her speeches, she'd be like, such as the Iraq everywhere, like such as and such as.
Inspiration. I asked the audience who Holly should take to the final two. 83% said Nicole is the better move to take to the final two for Holly, which does coincide with how they predicted the jury votes to go.
The thing about going into a situation with Nicole is with Holly is that she doesn't have all those votes locked against her. She actually has a chance to grab all these votes. Mm-hmm. Whereas going into a final two with Jackson, she has to sweep everything. And that is a really tough road.
Yeah. And again, just because we're talking about them as locked, but that's just based on our very vague predictions. We could be wrong about this, and it could be a whole other situation. But
we're usually wrong about the jury. Although I'm usually wrong. You're usually right, but you have been
except
wrong.
Except for Big Brother Canada 6.
Yeah.
That was the wrongest I've ever been.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like you were right.
I was interviewing the house. It was for my first time interviewing jury members, and they were all telling me that Paris was ranked last of who they would vote for. And so I was like, I feel like she's gonna have a hard time. And then didn't work out. But
and what did they say again about why they changed their mind?
I don't remember.
Okay, you don't remember.
Hours and hours of interviews after Big Brother Canada 6. I asked the audience how you'd rate the episodes of Big Brother, a 4.2. People not feeling super great about the episodes any longer.
Oh, by the way, Danette in the chat asks us, not to put you on the spot, do you remember how we predicted or how the audience predicted Tyler versus Casey last year? Because it was obvious it was going to be Tyler versus Casey. We knew it. Basically, we were in the same situation this year we were in last year, where we knew who the final two was going to be, no matter who won the final HOH.
My memory says that we predicted, or at least I think I predicted a 5-4 Tyler victory, but I was very unsure and that it could go either way. Right. That's what I remember saying, but I might be wrong about that. I can't recall exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, how would you rate the feeds? 3 out of 10. Ouch. Yeah. Season as a whole so far. It was very low when it started. It went all the way up to like a 6, I think almost a 7, and now it's coming back down. It's around a 5. It's a 5.1 average for the season as a whole so far. I'm willing to bet that when we go to the final round table to wrap up the season, when you rate the season as a whole, it's probably going to be at around 5. It's going to be my guess, which I think is fair.
Yeah, I feel like in some ways that this season is going to be in some ways like Big Brother 15, where the further we get away from it, the easier it will be to stomach some of the more gameplay aspects of it. And the fact that some people we didn't particularly like ended up getting to the end because Jackson, you know, here's the thing, within the lines, Jackson's played a pretty baller game, but outside the lines, it's been very, very unsightly. And that's what people have a tough time with, and I have a tough time with as well.
If I had to make a prediction, taking all of my own personal values out of it, I think that depending on the three winners, right? I think that this season will be remembered. Terrible first half, you know, good second half, but bad ending, probably. I think if Nicole somehow won, best season ever. No, not quite. It would be very good. People at 7, even an 8, maybe. What a story. If Jackson wins, I think when we look back at the season after a long time, it will be respected as having a good second half, a dominant player that won, and maybe like a 6, maybe a 7. I wonder if it's really far removed. I think if Holly wins, it's probably locked in at like a 5 or lower. And people probably don't remember the good end game or half second half as much because she's not going to be as respected as a winner.
That's probably true. Again, Sunshine Breeze asks Brent, if Jackson loses, will you be doing a live finale like you did for Paul and Josh? That was a really specific circumstance where I absolutely freaking hated Paul. And I absolutely freaking loved Josh. Remember, I selected Josh with my first pick in the Big Brother 19 draft, and people laughed at me. So my heart was with Josh from the minute I saw his preseason interview, and I saw the excitement, and he knew who Aika was. And basically, Josh was like me. He was like a big kid, and he was just so excited to be there. So my heart was with him. And so I had reason to live tweet that finale because I actually had a vested interest in it. But you guys, if it's Jackson and Holly at the end, like, who gives a shit, really? I mean, really, who gives a shit?
Because she's telling him, don't worry, I'm going to take care of you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, like, I mean, we don't even care. Like, I care if the jury's, I hate to say bitter or not, but I care a couple things. I want to see what Tommy does. I want to see what Cliff does. And I kind of want to see what Nick does to see if he's like got his head screwed on straight. But other than that, I really don't care. Now, if Nicole manages to convince Holly to take her to the final two, then I'm going to fire up the Twitter and get on there right away. But aside from that, not so much.
Yes. All right. I asked you to rank the players from your favorite to your least favorite. Unsurprisingly, Nicole sitting at the top spot, followed by Holly, then Jackson currently. But it's pretty close between Holly and Jackson. But more importantly, who is receiving your vote for America's favorite player? Now, I'll probably put out a Twitter poll with the top 4 players from this poll in the Twitter poll that a lot more people will vote on Twitter than in the survey here. But this gives me a top 4. I can tell you that there were 3 people who got no votes.
Who were they? Please tell us.
Do you have any guesses?
3 people who got no votes for America's favorite player. I feel like Jess would be one of those people.
No.
Oh, David, maybe?
Nope.
God damn it.
You gotta think more basic level. Who's hated the most?
Oh, who's hated the most? Jack.
Yep.
Sis.
Yep.
And, Nick.
Close.
Okay. Kat. No, Kat's not hated. No, she's not hated. Christy.
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, who is it?
They got it in the chat. It's Bella.
Oh, Bella. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I totally forgot about her. Sorry, Bella.
Yeah. Bella down there. I can tell you that Jackson is actually 6th with 1% of the vote.
He's 6th? Interesting.
Yeah, because the runaway winner of this this poll is Nicole with 71% of the vote.
I'm trying to go to Big Brother Network always has a poll, mm-hmm. and their polls have been very, very accurate in the past. So do we know what they're saying? Because last time I looked, Nicole was at about 35%. Kemi was actually in 2nd place on that one, and Tommy was right behind her. So it was basically a 3-way race between Nicole, Kemi, and Tommy. Who was in your top 3 again?
Well, I haven't read the top 3 yet.
Oh, sorry. Okay. That's why I don't know. Okay.
Yes. But yes, Big Brother Network. I don't know. They don't have the number of voters, but, they have 33% for Nicole in first place. I have, let's see here. I have 71%. So pretty dramatically, the RHAP audience is, they're Nicole fans.
Yeah.
2nd place in the Big Brother Network poll is Kemi. At 19%. I can tell you that Kemi is in 3rd place in our poll with 8%. Number 2 for us was Cliff with 9%. So it went Nicole 71, Cliff 9, Kemi 8. And then 4th place for us here is Tommy with about 5%.
Just FYI, like if we can get Cliff and Nicole and Kemi into the top three, I would, because, you know, Cliff listens to us all the time. I love Cliff. So I know that some of y'all can't with Cliff. I get it. I get it. You think he ruined the season. I get it. But if we can get him into the top three, I think that would be so freaking great. But I mean, if Tommy gets, you know, gets his way into the top three as well with, like, again, all I need is Nicole and Kemi to be in the top two. That's all I need. Can you give me that, big brother? Just give me that. Taryn, yeah. I want to get Taryn for real tea. Do you think that Kemi, the third evicted house guest of the season, has a shot to get into the top three? Do you think they're going to announce it on finale night?
I more than anyone else probably would love for that to happen.
I know you would, but do you think it's going to happen?
Do I think it's going to happen? No.
Really?
I don't.
Okay.
I think that the internet community is not usually super representative of what we see, especially when it comes to the America's Favorite Vote.
All right. We shall see.
I hope so. Look, this is me. Like, I don't even know if I can give an unbiased response to this because I want it so bad that I almost don't want to hope for it.
Yeah, so. You do that too. You do that. You do that a lot.
Yeah.
I'm the person who puts my hopes and dreams out there and then lets it get crushed. But you're the person who, like, protects your heart because you don't want to get it. You don't want to get it crushed. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think any of the casual audience is going that way. They never vote for anybody, especially pre-jury. You know, it's just it just doesn't work out that way.
We shall see. I looked back at Big Brother Network last year, predicted that Tyler would win it. Obviously, I know most people predicted that as well, but they had the did they announce the top three last year? I don't know if they did. I know they announced the top three the year before with Whistlenut and Kevin, and they got all three of those because I was worried that Alex was going to get into the top three, and it was Jason who got into the top three with Cody when he won America's Favorite Player in Big Brother 19. So they got that. So they've been pretty accurate with their predictions. They also called the prankster vote as well for Nick, which I was totally poo-pooing at the time. So I'm if they get this one right, Taryn, I feel like we have to say your poll is second best.
The RGP audience has never been in step with the America's. I mean, so, you know, it lined up with Tyler, but in terms of generally, like, I remember, you know, RGP were big fans of Johnny Mac, and he lost to James. You know, the RGP audience tends to have different favorites than the casual audience. But yes, so the top four in the Big Brother Network poll, same as the top four in our poll, just different placements and different percentages. So we'll have to wait and see. But ultimately, I do think that Nicole has got this. I think that
I think she does too.
I think the casual audience is voting for Nicole. I think the internet audience is voting for Nicole. I think Nicole's got it.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think that the show is going to need a little bit of dessert after the terrible dinner we're about to receive on Wednesday night to make us feel a little bit better.
Yeah. All right. So that's what we've got. I will put out a poll on Twitter now after this podcast. We'll see where that goes. But I think it's time now to rate the final three.
Okay, I'm ready.
Stock watch.
Yes, we are ready to do the stock watch.
All right.
Thank you, Alexandra, for helping us out here. We moved the time up. Again, for those of you who are not aware, in case you were living under a rock somewhere last night, Taryn is going with Rob for the first time to the Big Brother finale. You're leaving soon. Probably tomorrow early, and you're going to be going to Los Angeles to interview the players. You're going to attend the finale, Taryn. Aren't you excited about it?
I'm very excited. When I see Nicole, it will be glorious. I will have to refrain from just, like, wanting to give her a big hug.
I think she'll take a hug. She likes hugs.
I like to only consensual hugs.
Would you like a hug? You know,
yeah, yeah. I definitely, you know, want to let her know how much we love her. It'll be exciting to see all of these people. I'll see Ovi there. I'll see Kemi there, and outside as well. So, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
And because of that, there's no one around. Literally, Rob, Caitlin, Taryn, they're at the Big Brother finale. Melissa is overseas in Europe, and who's left? They're scraping the bottom of the barrel here. They had to ask me to host, so hosting the Big Brother finale. I will do a good job, Taryn. I know how to host. I've hosted before. It's not my first nature. I like to be color commentary, but I can host. And I have some special guests lined up for Wednesday night, and we should have a grand old time because Nicole's going to win America's Favorite Player, and I'm holding out hope that Kemi makes it into the top three.
Yes, we have some excellent people that can stand in for us as we head to the backyard. So I'm excited.
Okay.
But I'm also excited for the stock watch.
Me too.
So let's do it. We are going to start with Nicole here, looks like. Mm-hmm. Now, we do have the ratings in from Melissa, so we can... Well, I will give Melissa's ratings as we go along, but we'll start with Nicole. Nicole, unfortunately, in a spot, does not look like she is being taken to the final two. But this is not necessarily the same kind of like on her way out the door that we normally look at, because yes, it looks like there's no chance she'll make it to the final two, or at least there's a very small chance. But if she does make it through this week, it's not that like she just survives another week. It's that she now has a great chance to all of a sudden win the game. So that has to be taken into consideration. For me, unfortunately, I'm not in a spot where I feel like she is going to be taken. And then even if she is taken, I don't think it's a lock that she wins. In fact, like I said, I think that she has actually some trouble beating Holly in the final two, even if she does make it there. So for me, I'm going to give Nicole a three. It's a three. And that's probably one of the lower scores I can give somebody in the final three, but, you know, it being in the final three, it's hard to go below a three, but it's also, you know, you'd hope that you got a better score than that.
Yeah.
But it's just not looking great for her. So that's where I'm at. Brent.
Yeah, I'm also at a three. That's where I'm at with Nicole. I feel like she had her chances here. Look, I understand why she didn't win part one, but man, she had a chance to win part two. I have to take a look at on the episode. If it's overly physical, I'm really going to be pissed at Big Brother, but you know, whatever. Big Brother's going to Big Brother. I, you know, I'll say this for those of you out there who think that Big Brother like rigs it, you're smoking crack, because like they don't want this finale necessarily, because it's Jackson and Holly in the final two, and there's no tension whatsoever. Just like last year, they didn't want necessarily Tyler and Casey in the final two. There's no tension. We know what's going to happen. We know everybody's watching the show knows. They're telling us in the diary room this is going to happen. Now, we have 2 days until Nicole can hopefully get into her head, and she's going to need some time with Holly. So, you know, Jackson's been sticking to her like glue. So, you know, I feel like there's a chance that she could switch her mind here, but it's a small chance and not enough for me to move my score. So it's a three for Nicole, and I'm nervous.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that Melissa, a little bit higher than us on Nicole. Melissa gave Nicole a four. That she's holding out that Nicole can convince them to take her to the final two. So.
Oh, okay. By the way, not to jump in here really quickly before you tell us what the audience had to say about Nicole, but Taylor Allen has tweeted me from last season that we predicted that Tyler would win 6-3 on RHAP. And of course he did not. He lost.
Oh, that was the collective prediction.
Yeah, the collective prediction. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know Taylor. Sorry, Taylor. Taylor, I don't know if you mean the audience or if you mean us as in the LFC, because we rarely agree on stuff. I see me shaking my head here. By the way, Taryn, you're a lot closer to the camera in this picture, by the way. But yeah, we had it 6-3 apparently.
All right. Yeah, I think I remember the audience being a lot higher on Tyler's chances than we were. So that may have been the audience combination, but I may be completely wrong about this. Who knows? Taylor says the audience had 7-2. So yeah, that probably influenced that direction. All right.
Wanted to believe that he would win.
Mm.
Yeah.
All
by the way, I'm with you. I saw your show with Matt and Rob from last night. Wasn't that a terrible segment? Not to, because, you know, I don't love a couple people in the final three, but that was just, what were they doing? What was that? It was even edited badly. So maybe you can give them a pass that it was edited terribly, but they literally had nothing to say. And JC was wearing like a toupee on his head. What is this? This is terrible. The only person who looks better coming out of that segment was Casey, and that's only because I didn't have to look at her tattoo much.
You know, I've held my tongue on this one, but I didn't have that much of an issue with JC's hair.
Okay, really?
Yeah. Oh,
all right. It was weird.
I don't know. Maybe I like weird hairstyles. I don't know.
Oh, okay. It was like to have like a shaved on the sides and have a perm on top.
I think I watched too much Peaky Blinders, so I'm like really just into the. I don't know. Anyway, hey, there you go. Lone Ranger liked it.
Okay,
I'm not alone.
Good for you, Lone.
So the audience for Nicole actually very nearly went to a 5, but not quite. The audience went with a 4 for Nicole. So down at a 4 overall. Holly. Let's talk about Holly. Now, I was the highest on Holly last week. I was at a 6. Brent, you, Melissa, and the audience, you were all at 4s. We can start with Melissa here. Melissa gave Holly a 7. She said that she feels like maybe she should be rating Holly a little bit higher, but she just doesn't see them playing any differently right now, just winning the right competitions when they need to. So she certainly went up a lot on Holly, but not, I guess, as high as she felt like she could have given their positioning, that they're basically a lock for the final two. But she went for a 7 on Holly. Brent, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't think it's quite that high because I've looked at the jury votes and I feel like that they're locked against her. She's really going to have to sweep the rest if she wants a chance, if she goes with taking Jackson to the final two. Obviously, I feel like that's a mistake. She can win the game if she takes Nicole to the final two. I don't think she can win the game if she takes Jackson. She's about to make a $450,000 mistake here. So I'm going to give her a 6. And I really hope she proves me wrong.
All right. I'm with you. I basically last week I gave Holly a 6. I feel very similarly now. I think that Holly is basically a lock for the final two. I don't think there's any way she's not in the final two. So she's going to have a chance to win. I do think she has a chance to win. I'm actually probably slightly lower on her chances right now than I was. Last week, but she's now locked in, whereas it seemed like there was maybe a chance that Cliff could survive last week and get her evicted, and that sort of tempered the score there. Now I feel like I have less faith in her to actually win a jury, and so it's going to stay at around a 6 for me. The audience, though, is even lower on Holly than us. The audience went with a 5 for Holly. They really, really feel like she's just not in it to win it here.
Yeah. And I'm hoping that she can. She's got 48 hours, Taryn. I'm going to hope until hope is dashed.
We'll see. Let's talk about Jackson. I can tell you that the audience went with a 7 for Jackson last week. They remained the same this week. They are still at a 7 for Jackson. Brent, what are your thoughts?
Well, I gave him a 10 last week, so I have to feel pretty good about him this week. But I didn't predict that terrible night he had at the final four. If he loses this game, it's going to be because of that. I feel like he was absolutely ridiculous with Cliff, making Cliff feel bad about the way Cliff played at the final four and blaming it all on him. Jackson's the kind of guy who has to always be right. I know a guy like that. It's not always fun. I feel like I'm just kidding, Taryn. But Jackson, just even in his goodbye message, he's still berating Cliff. Like, this is all your fault. If you didn't do this, then I wouldn't have done this. It's only because of you that I did this. And I could never have predicted that Jackson's going to be that pompous. I guess I should have predicted that, but I really felt like Jackson can be charming at times. I felt like he was going to turn on the charm once he had the power and be like, you know, I like you, Cliff, but you know, I'm taking my girl and I know I shook your hand, but I was playing the game and I was never going to cut my showman. So that's all he had to say, basically. Instead, he made it way more messy than it had to be. But even aside from all that, I still feel like Cliff's going to vote for him. So it's going to be a 9 for me. I feel like he's the odds on favorite to win, and you'd have to be a fool if you said otherwise.
Yeah. I'm also going to go with a 9 for Jackson. I feel like he is positioned to win this game. I think that he's going to be in the final. I think he's going to be in the final two regardless. I think he has a great chance to win. Certainly a much better one than Holly at this point. I think that he has played the better game up until this point. I think that he is the best player, of the season, of this season at the very least. And so, We'll see what happens. Melissa went with an 8 for Jackson.
All right.
Yes. She says, again, she could have been higher on Jackson, but she doesn't feel like he's changed his game up all that much. So she decided to go with an 8. Okay.
That's the highest she's been on Jackson, I believe.
Last week, she was at an 8 as well.
Yeah, an 8 as well. Okay.
Yeah. So so that's going to be it for the final scores. 4, 6, and 8 for the final three.
4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate?
About right.
Yeah.
Overall.
I'd say so. I think so. Yeah.
All right. So we can quickly check in and see what that does to the leaderboard. Let's see here. Perfect Play up at 28,000. That's not a real person, though. We've got Raptor still in first place with 4,700. Powell in second place. Zora in third. And Blue Tortoise in fourth. It looks like only, except those numbers seem off. Looks like Blue Tortoise has more than Zora. Am I wrong there? I don't know. We'll figure it out. I've made it to sixth place. Climbing that ladder.
Yeah. Good job, Taryn. Sixth place, even though you screwed up 1 week. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. If I only hadn't done that.
You could be in first place, which is amazing.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Pesky's up there. We've got Gregory McBean in the patron group. We've Aleska, who once upon a time was in first place down there in 16th. Not
Aleska.
Totally out of it. Yeah. There's Kirsten, 19th. Really doing well there.
Hey, Kirsten. Good for you.
Getting
top
up there.
20. Yeah.
We've got Puya down here in 38th. And then Mary down in 57th. And
Alexandra said she had the wrong week showing, but it's fixed now.
Oh, it's fixed now.
Yeah. So what's is it same thing? Same people at the top or what? What's the deal?
Yes. Okay. The numbers were slightly off, but okay. The order was correct.
Okay. Cool.
I think. Yes. So then here's Melissa down 122.
I am out.
Brent is out. Rob is out. So there you go. One more week. And it's going to be a big one because, you know, Big Brother Canada 7, we weren't operating on the same formula, but still it was kind of like, you know, the same people had been doing well for so long. And then they were both really highly rated going into the finale. So it wasn't going to be that much of a game changer. However, this season, if you correctly predict the winner, then you are going to see a big boost. But if you guess incorrectly, then you will lose a lot of money. You'll either, you know, pick the person that gets evicted and you lose everything, or you'll basically how this works is that the winner is going to receive a rating of 10. And I believe that will increase the money that you put in by around 70%. For Jackson, and I think something similar, maybe even a little bit more for Holly, probably more for Holly, but I don't think it's quite a double up, but it's still a significant amount of money that you can make if you correctly predict the winner. But if you guess incorrectly and you choose the runner up will receive the equivalent of a 1 rating and you will lose something like 80% of what you put in. You are allowed to hold onto your money. And, if you feel confident about what you have, you don't want to lose everything. You don't want to completely plummet on the leaderboard because you want to be seen up here in the top and you feel like you can hold on and do that. Then you do have the option to hold, and that will work well for you, or could work well for you as well. So let's see. Liv says it's actually 55% for Jackson, 75% for Holly. So you'll see more of a return if you go in on Holly, but potentially the riskier play there, obviously. So there you go.
This has been very fun this season, disregarding the fact that I'm out, but I feel like that with a few tweaks that we almost have this perfect. Because, you know, remember last season we had more of a, it was more of a numbers thing where we spent more time on the podcast talking about the numbers and what we bought, what we sold and all that. We spent a lot of time on that, showing that. We didn't feel like it necessarily worked for the purposes of the podcast, so we switched it this year to make it more of an off-podcast thing, which I wasn't in favor of at the time because I really loved that part of the podcast. But then I came around to the fact that it wasn't necessarily something that was easily consumable by an audience that mostly listens to our podcast in an audio form. And I really feel like that you've done a fantastic job. You, Christina, and Alexandra put together something really, really fantastic. And it was fun to play.
Thank you. This was fun. I'm excited to see what the finale brings for the Stockwatch and who the winners are going to be. So it'll be interesting. Interesting. So I think that's about what we have for this final roundtable, Brent.
Yeah, totally. Again, I'm holding out hope. If Nicole makes it to the final two, I'll do some live tweeting. We just need to have a couple questions answered. Is Holly in it to win it? Is she going to be the first final two person? And I don't think she will be this, but is she going to be the first final two person to be like, you know, give him the money? He deserves it. I want to hear her fight for the money. And they've already talked about how they don't want to throw each other under the bus, but I feel like they're going to have to, especially Holly. I feel like Holly's going to have to if they want to get the money. But then she might be worried that the money's already going to go to Jackson and she doesn't want to lose Jackson and the money. So, you know, this sucks, man. This sucks. We need Holly to wake up and take Nicole to the final two. Big Brother producers, Diary Room, get to work. What are you doing? I know we want Nicole in the final two, but this is the smarter play for Holly here to take Nicole to the final two. So, like, what is she doing? This is not the same woman I watched from a preseason interview. Preseason, she was about light and love and happy and fun and really excited to be there. And boy, she looks miserable now. God damn.
All right. Any ideas for the hashtag? Let us know in the chat. This is it for the in season, during season podcast for the Stockwatch, for the roundtable. Like I said, we will be back at some point, you know, probably next week or so to wrap up the season as a whole. We usually like to wait a little bit, but not too long, so that we can get some amount of like information in the postseason from the players about, you know, what their thoughts were and all of that. Hopefully I'll be able to spend a little bit of time with some of these players in LA itself. And so I'll have some information that I can bring to the wrap up when we talk about the season as a whole. We'll rate the entire season. We'll rate all of the players in terms of where we see their games in the context of the show as a whole. And we'll go over the Stockwatch results and all of that as well. So very exciting stuff. I always love the final wrap up at the end of the season. Very excited for it. Very excited for the backyard to do all of that. So, man, what a season. It's for me, the season can be a bad one. It can be a good one. It can be messy. It can be whatever. But the thing that the reason I love watching the show and doing this is totally now wrapped up in this podcast and the audience and getting to have fun with it the whole way through. And this has been such a fun time to an experience to be able to talk with you guys every single morning, every single week, and talk through all the craziness and debate all the points and be right and be wrong and all of the great stuff. So I just want to thank everyone so much. This is going to be probably the last podcast you hear from me while the season is still going. So thank you so much. If you don't want me to go away in your life, if you don't want to leave me alone, because when the season ends, nobody cares about me anymore, you can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. You can go there, hit the follow button. You can be notified when I go live. That's where you can find me. That's where you can hang out and show me that you do still value me for more than just my Big Brother takes.
Yeah. Sounds fun.
All right.
I'm looking at the chat. They keep tweeting or they keep texting a bunch of terrible suggestions, which we would never use for a hashtag. Even some of the moderators are like hashtag sausage sandwich. Like, we're never going to do that. What are you talking about? Like, this is RHAP. Come on here, Lone Ranger. God. Hashtag watermelon out. That's a possibility. Hashtag cut Jackson. A lot of people like that one.
Yeah, there we go. That's a good one.
Hashtag cut Jackson.
Manifest it.
Manifest it. Yes. Yes. Let's manifest it. Yes. I don't feel Jackson's energy in the final two. I just don't, guys. And even after he's there, I'm like, I didn't feel your energy. David Bloomberg got so mad at that. He's like, that's because it's not real. So mad.
All right. Any final words or thoughts, Brent?
It's been a fun season. Got better as it. It was like a meal that started terribly and got better as it went along. So it was a lot of fun. I've never had much a more fun time as I have at like the final 8, 7, 6. Basically, once they got rid of Christie's power, I think things really got good. And then, you know, Cliff and Nicole had a decision to make, you know, results oriented. They made the wrong call. But on the other hand, they might be in just a similar situation now, but with someone even more likable going to the final two in Tommy. So, you know, all we can do is with the information that we have at the time. Next season, if this happens again, I will not make the same mistake as I would have this year, knowing what competitions are coming up down the line.
I do want to say I am happy to be complaining about the variety of competitions as opposed to twists that I think that the lack of variety in competitions does make the game less fun, but not nearly to the extent that twists often do. And I think we saw a great end game, despite the fact that one person was dominating the competitions, because the twists basically ended after the powers and Camp Comeback. There was a brief stint of America's Prankster and the America's Field Trip, but
which
those
totally blew up in their face.
They didn't actually, yeah. They didn't impact the game in any way. Yeah. And so it was easy to brush over them. And we got a really exciting game for a little while. I think that your metaphor of like, it was like a bad meal that got better over time. And then maybe now at the end of the meal, it's going to give us some heartburn and make us feel a little upset. But, overall still, at least there were some good moments.
Yep. Exactly.
All right. So that's what we have for you. As I mentioned, you can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Find me on Twitter @ArmstrongTaryn, Instagram, Taryn_Armstrong. Brent, you can be found at One Lucky Gay, but is there anything else that you want to plug here?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I wasn't sure. I know that Taryn talked about the fact that, you know, you only care about him during the Big Brother season and you don't care about him any after that. But if you actually do care about Taryn, you might actually get to hear a little bit more of him later on down the line, because Taryn and I have been cooking up something that we are really, really excited about, a Brent and Taryn podcast, which I've been wanting to do for a long time. I feel like we have fun chemistry together and we disagree about things often. So it would be really, really fun to cover something together. And I've been looking for the right project. So do you want me to reveal what the project is?
Totally up to you. You want to do it.
I'll tell you this. I'll reveal it on Wednesday night during the finale, because I have a little plan for that. But I am really excited about what we're doing. And I shall leave you all with that. You're not done with me and Taryn yet. You might hear from us a little bit later.
All right. So that's exciting news. Make sure you tune in for that.
It is really exciting news. Like, I can't tell you how excited I am. The fact that I'm not telling you guys right now is only because I'm a tease and I like to do that.
Well, Brent will be hosting the finale recap podcast, so be prepared for that one, and I'm sure I'll let you know at that point. But thank you once again, everyone, for joining us all season long. It has been such a pleasure, and you guys have been amazing. So for Brent and Melissa, who's somewhere in the world,
she's off gallivanting around Europe right now.
I am Taryn Armstrong. # cut Jackson.
Cut him.
Do it. They know each other. See you next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.